6 drops of the essence of terror, 5 drops of sinister sauce.
When the stirring's done, may I lick the spoon?
Of course, ha ha, of course. Now for the tincture of tenderness, but I must use only a touch. For without a touch of tenderness, it might destroy me. Looks too much. Better hold your breath, it's starting to tick.
Better hold my hand, I'm feeling sick.
Hello, Daddy.
What have I done?
I'm Milton, your brand new son.
And today we are trying to create the perfect NFL coach. After the final NFL games of the season were played last weekend, the familiar annual ritual of firing head coaches is now underway.
Now get out before I lose my temper! Fired!
Yes, Mr. Spacely, you did it again. There are now 6 job openings, at least as of this writing, available for new NFL head coaches, as jobs must be filled now in Jacksonville, Las Vegas, Chicago, Minnesota, Denver, and the New York Giants. Now, this is all perfectly normal in today's NFL. Alas, most seasons, upward of 25% of the NFL's 32 head coaches will get blamed, and the axe, for their lousy records of their teams. Though the coach certainly does set the tone for his football team, the reality is that the people who are really responsible for selecting the players, the general manager, and the team's ownership group do deserve a little bit more of the blame. However, the first person asked to walk the plank is usually the team's head coach. It's much easier to replace a $5 to $10 million per year head coach than to fire and replace an entire team of 53 players, which cost more than $200 million annually. In order to assure thousands of season ticket holders that your professional football team intends to return to the winner's circle once again, and soon, the team's general manager and ownership will make sure that that head coach is the first sacrificial lamb to be sent to the unemployment office. Each of the coaches who were fired in the past week had been successful at some previous coaching position, or they wouldn't have been offered the NFL head coaching job in the first place, right? With this annual frenzy of coaches being fired and now filing for unemployment, what traits make a successful NFL head coach? Now, during the opening of today's podcast, I played a clip from a middle 1960s Saturday morning cartoon show on ABC called Milton the Monster. And as the song suggests, an evil scientist and his assistant were intent on creating the perfect monster. He then mixes in 6 drops of the essence of terror, 5 drops of sinister sauce. The scientist then adds a touch of kindness so that his new monster will not destroy him. Alas, he accidentally adds too much of that kindness, and the resulting monster named Milton turns out to be a very harmless Herman Munster type of creature. It was silly, but it was fun, and I was young. When I remembered that theme song, I thought it might be a good analogy for what does make a good NFL coach too. Just which ingredients would you add in to create the perfect NFL head football coach? Let's start with an examination of today's 4 longest tenured NFL coaches and see what traits make each one of them successful. Of course, we start at number 1 with Bill Belichick, 22 years with the New England Patriots. I think his biggest trait is consistency and high expectations. Belichick has never been considered the kindest or cuddliest coach in the NFL, but he has been the New England coach for 22 years and has 6 Super Bowl rings. He was an economics major in college and a defensive coordinator before becoming a head football coach. Belichick is a no-nonsense coach who sets high expectations for all of his players. Those who excel under Coach Belichick are willing to work hard, especially on the mental preparation for each game. It's his way or the highway, but everyone on the team already knows that. His winning record of 72% of regular season games and an incredible 73% of playoff games speaks volumes about his ability to obtain great results. The second longest head coach with a team is Sean Payton, 15 years with the New Orleans Saints. His best trait, in my opinion, he is a communicative innovator. Sean Payton is best known for his longtime association with future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees. Now together, the Saints grabbed the team's only Super Bowl ring during the 2009 season. Sean Payton was an offensive coordinator before taking the Saints' head coaching job back in 2006. His Saints teams have won 63% of the regular season encounters and appeared in the playoffs 9 times over his 15 years. A communications major in college at Eastern Illinois, Sean Payton's Saints teams thrive on his creative game plans and very close attention to detail, a lot like Belichick. The gleam in Sean Payton's eye, though, indicates he's really enjoying watching his team execute a successful game plan. Our third head coach, 15 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers, is Mike Tomlin, and I think his best trait, he's a good listener and delegator. With 2 Super Bowl rings during his tenure in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin is considered one of the league's best coaches at getting the absolute most from his players. His teams have won 64% of their regular season games over his 15 years as a coach, with an incredible 10 playoff appearances. Tomlin actually was a wide receiver in college at William & Mary. Though Mike Tomlin never played in the NFL himself, he worked his way up through the college coaching ranks as a defensive backs coach and eventually became a successful defensive coordinator. A sociology major in college, Coach Tomlin has a knack of bonding with his players, and in return, they usually respond with a very good effort for their coach. Tomlin, unlike Belichick and Payton, does not come across as a stickler for details, and he appears to be quite comfortable in delegating most of his tasks to the assistant coaches. Now, our fourth longest tenured coach we're going to talk about, John Harbaugh, 14 years with the Baltimore Ravens, and I think his best trait, he gets the most out of his personnel. John Harbaugh took the Baltimore Ravens to the playoffs in each of his first 5 seasons and eventually won the Super Bowl after the 2012 season. Though most of his Baltimore Ravens teams have not featured high-profile offensive talent, he has found a different formula every single year to maximize each team's strengths. A political science major at Miami of Ohio, Harbaugh is the son of longtime Michigan assistant coach Jack Harbaugh and is the brother, at least at this time, of Michigan's head coach Jim Harbaugh. Now, brother John worked his way up through the coaching ranks and became one of the best special teams coordinators in all of football. With his NFL Baltimore Ravens teams winning 61% of their regular season games and making 9 playoff appearances during his 14 years as the head coach, John Harbaugh has made key adjustments every year based on his roster's strengths and weaknesses and has kept the Baltimore Ravens competitive in a very tough AFC North. So what's our conclusion? The longest tenured NFL head coaches have one thing in common, in addition to being Super Bowl winners. Their coaching style is reflected by their academic interest back in college. For New England's Bill Belichick, the study of economics investigates the details of any issue in an objective and straightforward fashion in order to determine the most successful outcome. For the Saints' Sean Payton, learning to communicate effectively with his players and getting them to buy into a weekly game plan has proven very successful and a great leadership tool. For the Steelers coach, Mike Tomlin, the ability to blend in with the myriad social backgrounds of his unique personalities and his football team has earned him a very loyal group of players over the years who are willing to successfully go into battle with him every year. For Baltimore's head coach John Harbaugh, his unique ability to morph his coaching style every season to best utilize the talents of each particular team might transform this highly successful coach into an effective politician at some future date too. NFL owners and general managers who are currently evaluating new head football coaches would be very wise to view the academic interest of each potential coaching candidate to see how they will likely approach the massive task of resolving team problems and assembling a winning group of football players over the next few years. There is another good reason why some teams keep winning and others do not. The role of the team's general manager and the primary ownership are likely even more important to the long-term success of any football franchise. All parties, coaches, general manager, and owners, should be in sync to build a winner. As the New York Jets fans know, 11 seasons now and 4 coaches since their last NFL playoff appearance back in 2010, turning around a losing franchise is not as easy as simply hiring a new head coach. Their crosstown rivals, the New York Giants, whose last playoff appearance was 5 years ago, are starting their new search right now for a new head football coach and a general manager. Perhaps Gotham City should turn on the bat signal for their two struggling football franchises. They need a lot of help. I'm Swamp Swami. Help, Batman, help!